USDA is really working hard to strengthen family dairy operations all across the country, and the Margin Protection Program, which was included in the 2014 Farm Bill, is a good tool to do that.
Especially after recent provisions were added to MPP, according to the administrator of USDA's Farm Service Agency, Baldo Cidi. But first, an explanation of this Farm Safety Net program for dairy producers.
It's a really important insurance policy. It's not going to pay when prices are good, but when the margin between the price of milk and feed costs falls below certain levels of protection, that's when MPP will kick in.
This year, USDA expanded some of the safety net options and flexibility of the Margin Protection Program. Most recent of these provisions announced was the ability of participating dairy farms to update their production history when an eligible family member joins the operation.
The intergenerational transfer issue, as it's called in technical jargon, really means that family dairy operations can add adult children, grandchildren, or spouses into the Margin Protection Program provisions, and that way you can not only pass on a dairy from a father to a son or a mother to a daughter, but you can increase that operation's established production history when you add those children or grandchildren.
Dolcini believes this new rule will serve as encouragement for younger generation dairy farmers to become involved in their family dairy operation, while at the same time enjoy the benefits from MPP. Earlier this year, FSA announced a rule to allow producers to pay their MPP premiums through additional options, such as via their milk cooperative or handler.
We want to make all of our programs customer-friendly, so we felt that this opportunity for dairy operations to work directly with their milk handlers or producers just made a lot of sense, and so the premium that they would otherwise pay to participate in MPP can be paid directly by the milk handlers. It can essentially be taken out of the monies that milk handlers would pay to producers, and that way we've eliminated one step for the producer and at the same time have ensured that they're going to be able to participate in the Margin Protection Program and receive those safety net benefits.
The next MPP election period for dairy producers begins on July 1st and runs through the end of September. More details about the Margin Protection Program and these new provisions are available at local FSA offices or online at www.fsa.usda.gov/dairy. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.